Okay. Today is Daf Dalid. We are on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're up to where it says Taima. Today's Daf is, we're going to ask a question. We're not going to answer this question until at least for sure not today, and probably not tomorrow either. It's a question, it's about Aseh Doch Elos Aseh, and then from this question, we're going to go off into a huge tangent. It's going to last us at least for sure today, and at least Amud Aleph and half of Amud Beis tomorrow. The question is as follows. Taima. The reason why a man cannot marry, let's say he, right, two brothers marry two sisters. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. And Shimon dies. So now Leah falls to Yibam. However, Reuven is married to Leah's sister Rachel. What man's not allowed to marry two sisters if they're both alive. So since there's no Yibam, there can't be Yibam because there's an Erva, there can't be Chalitza either. How do we know all this is true? Because they had a Gzeirah Shava. They had a Gzeirah Shava. The Gzeirah Shava said, Aleha, Aleha, it has to be where there is no Erva. If there's an Erva, it doesn't count. So, Taima, the whole reason why a man can't marry two sisters is the Kasa Rachamana Aleha. Because it says in the Torah, Aleha. And we make a Gzeirah Shava, and then we take that Gzeirah Shava and we apply it to all of the other 14. Right? Ha'olav hachi, if not for that Gzeirah Shava, Havamina, I would have thought, Achos Isha Miabemes. Yeah, your wife's sister, you can do Yibum. Aye, she's an Erva. No, it's not a problem. My time, why would that not be a problem? Dom Rinan, Asi Asay, let the Asay of Yibum, let it come, Vidachi Losa Asay, and let it be Docha the Losa Asay of marrying two sisters. Simple, Aseh, Docha, Losa, Aseh. I would have said that if not for the fact that I have a Gzeirah Shava. I have a Gzeirah Shava that tells me otherwise. If not for that Gzeirah Shava, I would have said Aseh, Docha, Losa, Aseh. Okay? That's the Gemara's statement. Now the Gemara's going to ask a question. How could you possibly think that? Why? Emor Damrin Asi Aseh, Vidachi, Losa, Aseh. When do we say that an asay is docha a los asay? That's only los asay greda. That's only a los asay all by itself. An ordinary, low level, simple los asay. However, los asay sheyeshbo kares. If there's a los asay that has kares attached to it, for example, marrying two sisters is kares. Mi dachi? Would that work? Right, that's the Gemara says. Because we have a Gzeirah Shava to tell me that a man cannot marry two sisters even if it's Yibum. Right? It's a Gzeirah Shava. If not for that Gzeirah Shava, I would say Aseh Docha Los Aseh. So the Gemara's question is, how could you say Aseh Docha Los Aseh? Aseh Docha Los Aseh only applies when there's no Kares. How do we know that? We'll get to that. So that's the question. It's an assumption. The question will not be answered till tomorrow. Might not even be answered tomorrow. I didn't look at the end of tomorrow, so I don't know if it answers it. But we don't even get back to this question till tomorrow on Amud Beis. Now we're going to get into Aseh Docha Los Aseh. But before we do that, there's one of the Pirushim called the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, and he asks the following question. He says, wait a minute. Aseh Docha Los Aseh is only on the man. The man has a mitzvah of Yibum. So you could say the Aseh of Yibum should be Docha the Los Aseh of Arayas. But this woman, she's also Mitzvah in Arayas. She's not allowed to marry a man who's married to his sister. So the essay does not say for her. So how can she do this? How would it be possible for her to marry her sister's husband? She's also mitzvah in Arayis, and she has no mitzvah of Yibum. Mitzvah of Yibum is only on the man. So what's the Gemara thinking? How could it be a havmina for her to get married via Aseh Docha Los Aseh? You hear that question? That's the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim's question. He answers himself. He says Yisod. If somebody's doing a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is via Aseh Docha Los Aseh, and you need another person to do the mitzvah, then that person also has a patur. That person also has a patur. Chiddush. I can't do the mitzvah without her. On the chetz of the mitzvah. Exactly. I can't do the mitzvah without her. So therefore, Aseh Docha Los Aseh will even apply to her. Rabbi Akiva says we have a Beferish Tosfos that says otherwise, because Tosfos says We said we had this case 10 times already. If you have an eved who's a chati eved and a chati ben chorin, right? We said, what do we do with such a man? Who can he marry? So we say we have to free him totally. Right? Two partners own eved, one frees him, one doesn't. So the work makes sense. One day he'll work for Reuven, one day he'll work for Shimon. Who's he going to marry? He can't marry a Jewish girl. He's half an eved. He can't marry a shivcha kananis. He's half free. Who's he going to marry? Therefore, we have no one to marry. We have to free him. So Tosfos asks, let the assay of Pru Revu be doche, the los assay of marrying an eved. Tosfos asks that question. He gives three answers. One of the answers is, no, it won't save the woman. It'll only save the man. Right? So what do you see from this Tosfos? It's not true. That if you need someone else to do a mitzvah, she's off the hook also. It's not true. She can't marry this guy. So you see, it's not true. So Rekiva Eger first suggests, to answer this question, he says, Eina Chanami, maybe the mitzvah of Yivam is on the woman also. She also has a chelik in the mitzvah. Problem with that is, no one holds like that. The Rambam doesn't say that. Every Rishon, no one seems to hold that way, that she has any chelik in the mitzvah at all. She has no part of Pru Revu. Shamatzuv and Pru Revu. One of the main purposes of Yibam is to mekayim the Pru Revu of your brother, right? To lahakim shem achiv. That can't be. So the Minchas Chinuch comes up with a unbelievable chiddush. He says that really the lo saseh of arayis is really only on the man. It's really only on the man. Derech Agav wants to put it on the man, on the woman also, to go hand in hand. But if there ever be a situation where there is no arayis on the man, say dochalosatzei, then it wouldn't apply to the woman either. And therefore, even the woman could also get married. This is according to the Michal Chinuch, says now it's beautiful. That fits in so well with Tosfos. Tosfos said that how could the assay of Puruvu be doche the losatzei of Losia Kadesha? That's an unrelated avera. That has nothing to do with the Eved. All the Eved has is Puruvu. We're not being docha arayis to the Eved. We're just saying Puruvu, she would docha her erva. That's not him. So of course that would never work. But here it could work. Why? Because the assay of Yibam, she would docha lois assay of marrying two sisters. Really, according to the Mechitzit Chinuch, really the Isser is only on him. It's only on the husband. Okay, we throw in her also. She's also, no one should think that a woman is not mitzvah and arayis. It certainly is, but he seems to say it's like a secondary avera that derives from the husband. So if it doesn't ever apply to him, it doesn't ever apply to her. Therefore, you can have a situation that the asei dechalos that could even apply to a woman. Okay. So now the Gemara asks. So we just asked the question again. The question is: I would, if not for the gzeirah shava, I would have thought that a man can marry two sisters because if I say dochalos, I say, how could I ever think that? So now the Gemara asks, Vitsu, lo sase greda minalon didachi. How do we even know that there's such a thing as I say dochalos, I say? Where'd that come from? So the Gemara says, you know where it comes from? Dichsiv. It says in the Torah, in Parashas Vakisete, lo silbash shatnez. Don't wear shatnez. I'll wear shatnez. The very next pasuk says, "Gedilim tasalach." Make tzitzis, but gedilim means strands. Make tzitzis for yourself. So the Amar Rebbe Lazar, Lazar says, these two psukim are next to each other, and we know we have a concept of smuchin when two psukim are next to each other, and they have nothing to do with each other. They're there for a reason, right? Everything in the Torah is for a reason. Even the smuchin is for a reason. Since they're there for a reason, we can make a drasha. We can make a drasha. Smuchin min haTorah minayin. How do you know there's such a concept of smuchin? Smuchin is not one of the yudgil midos shatara d'adreshes behem. It's not one of them. But we know that we could use smuchin anyway. They're next to each other. Shenamar, like it says, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Smuchin la'ad ola olam asuyim be'emes v'yashar. Okay, so we have a pasuk, a source that we could use smuchin. V'amar of sheishitz amar b'lazar b'shem rabbi elazar ben azariah. Another example of smuchin. Another example. Minayin liyabama. How do you know that if this woman, her husband just died, and now she's going to fall to her husband's brother, and the brother is a shenafla lefnei mukashchin. The brother's a mukashchin. It's full of shchin. repulsive. She doesn't want to go to this brother, right? The whole time she was married to her husband, she never liked this guy anyway. She doesn't want to go. The Achronim points out, it doesn't mean just the guy is mukashchid. It's any reason that she doesn't want to marry this guy. She doesn't want to marry this guy. She doesn't want to fulfill him to this guy. But when it comes to Kiddushin, she has the option to always say no. She can always say no. Right? God gives her the ring. I'm not taking that ring from you. You're a mukashchid. She always has the option to refuse. Here, she doesn't really have. So now, how do you know she has the option to refuse? That if she says such a thing, she ain't chosmin osa. We don't muzzle her. You'll see why we're using that word. We don't muzzle her. We don't shut her up and say, sorry, lady, you got to be married to this brother. We don't say that. Rather, we listen to her. Bezdin will listen to her. Shenemar, losachsam sharpadisho. You can't muzzle an ox. Right? You're not allowed to muzzle an ox. Not that she's an ox, but it's that same idea of muzzling. You're not allowed to muzzle. You don't muzzle a lady. V'samech le, the very next pasuk, is ki yeshu achim yachtov. When there are two brothers and one dies. Mitzvah of Yibam. So you see another example of smuchim. Right? Of Amr of Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef says as follows. Afilu lamanda amar delo darish smuchim ba'alma. Even according to those people who don't darshan smuchin. In the whole Torah, we're going to get to that in a minute, there's a machlokas whether you darish smuchin in all five books of the Torah or only in Devarim. That's a machlokas. Why should that be? What's the difference if it's Devarim or the other four? So two answers, a very similar answer. Who are the two answers? The Ravon says, because the first four were said by Hashem directly. So if they're said by Hashem directly, then there's no order. There's no order to the Torah. Ein mukta mucha b'Torah. We don't really say that in Devarim. The whole Devarim was said by Moshe Rabbeinu in 1 week. Moshe just started and he went for a week and he spoke. The other four, they were here, they camped over here, they went back. The whole Torah is ein mukta mucha. So it's not shayach to say smuchin. How did you say smuchin? So the machlok is about that. The machlok is. Some say during the other four you can't say smuchin because the Torah itself is out of order. How can you say smuchin? This happened before that. That happened before that. You can't derive halacha based on proximity of parshios. They have nothing to do with each other. In Devar, that's not true. Devar Moshe started speaking and he didn't stop till he died. The Maritz Chai says very similar idea. There's a machlokes in Gittin. Whether the Torah was given over piecemeal, in other words, Parshas Bahar. So in Parshas Bahar, was Parshas Bahar given or not? Or at the very end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, maybe it was orally given. At the very end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, then the whole Torah was written down. So that machlokes is the same machlokes whether or not you darish smuchin. In the first four, so if it was given piecemeal, how could you be darish smuchin? But if it was all given, how can it be darish smuchin? Because it has nothing to do with each other. In Bahar, this was given over. And then in Bechukosai, another parsha was given over. And then in Bamidbar, another parsha was given over. And then in Naso, another parsha. But they're not even in order sometimes, and they have nothing to do. You can't say smuchin. But if you hold it to those manda amars and gittin, that the whole Torah was given at the end, then it's one flow. Then certainly yes. Devarim, everyone holds it was given in one flow. The whole thing was set over by Moshe Rabbeinu in one shot. Therefore, you can't be darish smuchin. Okay, so. So V'amar Rabbi Yosef Afil b'Andelo Dorish Smuchin ba'alma. According to those who hold, we're not Dorish Smuchin. We don't judge proximity in the other four Chamisha Chumash Torah, but b'Mishnah Torah Dorish. But in Devarim, we certainly do. Why? The Rabbi Yehuda ba'alma lo Dorish. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who is not Dorish Smuchin. He's not so impressed with Smuchin. He doesn't hold from it. But u'b'Mishnah Torah Dorish, and in Mishnah Torah he does. We're going off on a tangent now, right? We went from Asei Do Chalos Asei, now we're doing Smuchin. We're going to come back to Asei Do Chalos Asei. We haven't answered that question yet. Uba Alam and all the Lo Darish. How do you know that in the rest of the Torah he don't Darish Smuchin? How do you know? Titania, Benazai Omer. Benazai says it says in the Torah Nemar. It says in the Torah Machashefa Lo Sichaya. A Machashefa, a witch, and right in Rashi there says that it could even be a man, but the Torah talks them with more common. So a man, any witch, any person that's involved in kishuv in magic, lo sechaya. V'nemar, and it says right there, the next pasuk, kol shochev in behema mos yumas. Anybody that lies with an animal gets misa. Samchu inyan lo, that next to each other. Why are they next to each other? Ma shochev in behema b'skila. So if somebody lies with an animal, he gets skila. How do you know that? Rashi says it's also learned out from places, but we'll accept it as true. Af, so too, machashefa b'skila. A machashefa gets skila. Right? So how do you know machashefa gets skila? Smuchin. Amar Yehuda, v'chir b'nei shesamchu inyin lo, no tzizel skila? Because this pasuk is next to that pasuk, you're giving a machashefa skila? Meaning, his question is undermining the whole smuchin. Because of smuchin, you're giving her skila? That can't be. Don't hold from smuchin. So what's the reason a machashefa gets skila? She does. Ella, Ovi Yidoni Bichla Machashefim Hoyu. What are Ovi Yidoni? Different types of magic, right? With a bone and dead bodies. Different types of magic. So Ovi Yidoni are really part of a Machashefa. That's part of magic. So why were they singled out? Had the Torah not mentioned Ovi Yidoni at all, we would have known that also Ovi Yidoni is Asur. So different than Machashefa, it's part of Kishuf. So why were Ovi Yidoni singled out? They're part of, they're in the klal of a machashefa. Why were they singled out? V'lama yatsu, why were they singled out? L'hakish lahem, to make a hakish, to compare them all. L'omalach, and to tell you, ma ovi yidoni b'skila, just like ovi yidoni. Get skila. How do you know that? It says it black and white in the Torah. Dmei and bum, they get skila. Af, so too, machashefa b'skila. So too, any kishuf gets skila. Rashi says, this is one of the yudgim lidos shatara d'jeshuf behem. Right? We say that every morning, supposedly, right? It says, "Mida." Rashi says, "Shazu mida b'Torah." Kol davar shayi b'chlal. Ovi Yidoni are part of the klal of kishuv. V'yatzim in haklal. They were taken out of the klal. They were singled out by the Torah. Lulamed lo ladamed al atzmo yatza. It wasn't taken out for itself. Ella lulamed al haklal kula yatza. It was specifically mentioned extra to give you a rule about every single person who does kishuv. That what? All b'skila. The point is, he does not hold of smuchim. Uba Mishnah Torah minalan de darish, and in Mishnah Torah, how do you know he is darish smuchim? How do you know? Ditnan, because you have a brayse that says as follows: No se adam anusas aviv umufutas aviv. A man is allowed to marry a woman who his own father was mafate, was seduced, or was ma'anes, or forced. Why? Rashi explains, you're not allowed to marry anybody who your father's married to. You're not allowed to marry any of your father's wives. But this is not a wife. This is a kedushin. He just was ma'anis a woman. So you're allowed to marry such a woman. You're allowed to marry her. Your father never really married her. He did not nice thing to her. But this is a kedushin. So you could marry her. Or, similar case, anusas b'no, mufutas b'no. If your son did that to a woman, you could marry that woman. She's not your daughter-in-law. That's a kedushin. Your daughter-in-law, you're not allowed to marry. Right, and we had on Shabbos, even after the marriage is over. You can never marry that daughter-in-law, even if your son's no longer married to her. But this is not a daughter-in-law. This is a woman who your son was ma'anes, or mafate. You can marry such a woman. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Oser ba'anusas aviv umufutas aviv. The son, he agrees, you can marry the woman who your son was ma'anes, but not your father. You're not, it's oser to marry such a woman. Why? From Rav Gidel Amarav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Dichtiv, because it says, Lo yikach ish es eshes aviv. You're not allowed to marry your father's wife. V'lo yigala knaf aviv. You cannot uncover the robe of your father. What does that mean? So he said, what does that mean? Knaf shera'a aviv. The robe that your father uncovered. The woman that your father was with. Lo yigala. You can never uncover. Fine. So far that doesn't say anything. Umamai deba anusa ksiv. How do you know that means an anusa? It doesn't mean a wife, because the first half of that pasuk said you can't marry a wife. You can't marry your father's wife. Then it says and you can't uncover your father's robe. How do you know that means an anusa? So Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll tell you how. Me'ilu ve'dikra. From the pasuk before. What's the pasuk before? This is also in Parshas Kiseitse. The pasuk before says, Dichsiv, V'nasan ha'ish ha'shochiv ima la'avi ha'naira. Chamishim kesef. If a man is ma'anes a woman, nothing to do with the father. A regular guy. What's the halacha? He has to pay 50 shekel to the father. The very next pasuk says, Lo yikach ish es eshes aviv v'legal es knaf aviv. The very next pasuk. So what does that mean? That means you can't marry somebody who your father was ma'anes. It's smuchin. The very next pasuk. So what do you see? That a Mishnah Torah, Rabbi Yehuda is Dorish Tmuchin. So why don't the Rabbanan be Dorish Temuchin here? Why don't they answer that? They said, it's mutter for you to marry this woman who you father was Ma'anis. What's the reason for that? Everyone's Dorish Temuchin in Devarim. So Matre understands the answer. We'll say it together. Right? V'Rabbanan. What are they about to do about the smuchin? It's the last pasuk of Perek Chaf Beis, and then the first pasuk of Perek Chaf Gimel in Sefer Devarim. The last pasuk of Perek Chaf Beis is talking about a guy who's paying the shekel because he was ba'anik somebody. The very next pasuk says, "You can't be with your wife, your father's wife, and you can't be megal the knaf aviv." So for Rabbanon, isn't that smuchin? So the Gemara says, "Ehavi samach le, if they would be really next to each other, kidikamart, you'd be right." Hashta now the lo samachlei. They're not really next to each other. The Rashal takes out that line. Rashi says the line. Rashi says lo samachlei. They're not next to each other. Why? Dichziv lo yikach ish es eshes aviv bintayim. The first half of that pasuk says you can't marry your father's wife. The second half of the pasuk says and you can't uncover your father's robe. So the first half of the pasuk is a hefzik. Between the last pasuk about paying 50 shekel, that seems to be what Rashi's saying. I don't know, it doesn't sit well. I looked it up, nobody seems to answer. Why should that be a hefzik? It's mamish the same pasuk. I don't know, why should that be a hefzik?
Because Ashes Aviv is different.
Ashes Aviv is, we know what that is. We're going to ask you in a minute what that's doing here. We know from Parshas Kedoshim anyway. But right, Parshas Achrimos, we know that you're not allowed to marry your father's wife. So why is this extra? We're going to get to that in a minute. But is that really a hefzik? Seems to be yes. It's a hefzik. Right. The whole pasuk is talking about an erev of your father. Right. Okay. Anyway, that you'd be right. You'd be right. But since they're not really next to each other.
Well,
right. It is smuchin. No, you can't argue the fact that it's smuchin. They're right next to each other. The question is, it's the second, the first half of the puzzle is a hefzik.
That's
the machlokes. Is that such a hefzik? But the rabbanon agree that the smuchin in Devarim.
No, this is not smuchin.
So it's another machlokes. What defines smuchin? Has to be mamish. The same words have to continue. Or okay. So, therefore, since it's not really smuchin, so then what do they do with this pasuk? This pasuk is obviously extra. We already know that you're not allowed to marry your father's wife. We know that already. I'm not exactly sure how this fits in with the concept that we all know. The Chumash Devarim recaps many, not all, but many of the mitzvahs we've had already. Because the Gemara is going to ask, this is extra. I know already. You're not allowed to marry your father's wife. I read Parashas Achrimos and Kedoshim. I know that. So it's obviously extra. But isn't the whole Devarim extra? I mean, not the whole. A lot of it's extra. A lot of it's repetitive. The Gemara seems to assume it's all repetitive to teach a halacha. Okay. So therefore, what does this pasuk tell me? It can't tell me that I'm allowed to marry my father's anusa because I'm not allowed. It's not really smuchin. And I am allowed to marry such a woman. So what's this pasuk coming to tell me? B'shomeris yibam akasul medaber. It's coming to tell me a case of shomeris yibam. What's shomeris yibam? So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. And Shimon's married to Sarah. No relatives here. And Sarah now is waiting for Reuven, the brother, to do yibam. While he's waiting, Reuven's son goes ahead and marries her. Right? They're waiting 91 days. They're waiting for the marriage, whatever it is, to have a wedding date. And while they're waiting, Reuven's son goes ahead and marries Sarah. Now, nobody's allowed to do that. Forget a son. Nobody's allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Because she's a zakuk to the yibam. You're not allowed to go ahead and marry her. If you do, it's an aveira. If you're a son, it's two averas. That's the avera here. You're being megal the knaf of your father. Your father's going to marry this woman, and you went ahead and chapped her first. That's a separate avera. That's what you're learning from this pasuk. Shemeres yibam akasav medaber la'avar alav b'shnei lavin. You're over two lavin for that. One, because you married someone who's waiting for yibam. She's sort of married already. She's like sort of married. She has a certain connection. She's a little bit married. And second of all, you did that to your father. I don't know, but I know the footnotes point out over here. There's also a third lav which you're over, which is you marry your aunt. It's your uncle's wife. It's your father's brother's wife. You're not allowed to marry that either. Anyway, you're not allowed to marry her. Maybe, yeah. But she's not alive, so, but it doesn't make a difference. It's still cut. Right. That's a third. We're not mentioning a third one, the Rechonim point out. We're just mentioning here too, even though there could be really a third. Now, fine. Now, Uber Mishnah Torah, my time of the Darish, right, besides the reasons we gave, what's the reason halachically that in Mishnah Torah there's such a thing as smuchin? It's obvious. It's obvious that there has to be smuchin here. It's obvious. Why is it obvious? We'll see in a minute. Or it's extra. Either it's obvious, there's no other way to read these words and have them make sense, or it's extra. It's obvious. Why is it obvious? The im kain lichta rachmana gabi arayas. If this pasuk is simple and not telling me shomeres yibum and not telling me other halachas, then what's this doing here? I learned achrimos. It's all there. It's all the arayas are there. A lot of arayas. A lot of people you're not allowed to marry. Your father's wife is on that list. So why are you repeating it? It's obviously here to tell me another halacha of smuchin. Obviously. Or Bishum de Mufti. It's extra, similar. The im kain, lichtov rachmana, lo yikach ish es eshes aviv. Right? Don't marry your father's wife. Lo yigal knaf aviv lamali. What's that there for? Obviously, it's trying to tell me somebody who's not your father's wife. Either a Shomeris Yavam or an Anusa, someone who's not the wife, but someone who's still usher to you. Shmamina. Lafnuye, it's obviously extra. Obviously extra. So everyone asked this question. The question is, I mean, we could say now, we could say at any time, how can an assay, which is so kal, assay is so kal, how can an assay be docha los assay? Forget kares, even not kares. How's that working? Los assays are so chomer, right? We know the machab, you have to give all your money not to violate a los assay. Every single penny. Right, the Chavetz Chaim says that by Lashon Hara. You have to give all your money not to speak Lashon Hara. You have to give all your money not to be over Lo Saseh. How can I say Bidocha that? How's that work? How's that working?
You have to give all your money to certain
Asseh. No, you have to give up to a fifth. Up to a fifth. You have to spend on, you don't have an Esrig. How that costs a million. You don't have to spend $1 million on an Esrig. You have to spend $1 million not to violate Shabbos. How can I say Bidocha Lo Saseh? How's that working? So there's three basic answers. The three answers and then one hashkafa answer. The Rav Nissen Gon says that the lav, every time we'll say adocha lo saseh, the lav was given al tanai that it will not apply to that asay. The lav of shatnez was given al tanai; it doesn't have to apply by tzitzis. That's what the Rav Nissen Gon says. The Ramban says the famous answer: asays are they flow out of a ahava of Hashem, and lo right. I want to do something for somebody because I love them. I want to put on tefillin in the morning because I love Hashem. I don't want to violate Shabbos because I have Yiras Hashem. It's a different kind of Bechina. And love is greater than Yira, so I say Kibidocha Los Asay. That's what the Ramban says. The Mashah says, Asay by definition is an action. I do an action. Los Asay by definition is not doing an action. Sit back and not doing an action. So it's like Shev Al Tasa. Don't do that. Don't light that fire on Shabbos. Don't do the Avira. Asay is getting up and doing something. So the getting up and doing something can overpower not doing something. And the Tver Shlomo just says, Al Derech Drash, he says, Asay docha los asay. When you're doing an asay, at that point in your life, don't have los asays in your mind. Don't have all the averis. That's what the Yetzer Hara does to you. While you're davening, you're thinking about everything you ever did wrong. It's a big downer. All your averis are coming back to you, right? But dafko, when you're trying to do mitzvos, the Yetzer Hara throws in all your averis to defeat you, to make you weak, to make you lazy, to make you depressed. Don't do that, Avera. Look at you. You're nothing. V'davka, say docha los asay. When you're doing an asay, other times in your life you can think about all your averis. When you go to sleep at night, you wake up in the morning. Other times in your life, but not when you're doing mitzvahs. When you're doing asay, don't think about your averis. Just do your mitzvahs and get your schar. Okay. Next. V'gabi tzitzis nami. Tzitzis also. Ibois ema. Again, what do we say? Tzitzis is docha shatnez. By the way, all the Rishonim point out, you can't have a beged that is woven together with wool and linen and then put tzitzis on that. That's usur. The only point is, the beged can be made out of one material and the strings can be made out of the other, wool and linen. That's okay. That's what we mean when we say, I say the chalos. Bizman said we don't do that at all. We don't do, if we have time, we'll get to it. Bizman said we don't do that. We don't wear shatnez on our tzitzis. Various reasons. But, Mikra din, you're allowed to. I say the chalos, I say. So, v'gabe tzitzis nami, how did we get this heter? Iba is ema mishum demuchach, it's obvious. The Iba is ema mishum demufna, or it's available. Iba is ema mishum demuchach, it's obvious. The im kain, lich de rachmana gabi parsha sitzis. If there are certain halachos learned out of kisetze, the big one being gedilim, that it has to be knotted and knotted. Gedilim means strands. Tzitzis by itself just means strings. How do you know they have to look the way they look with all the knots and all that? That's all that other word, gedilim. So that's a very important halacha. But if there's no extra reason why it's written, why couldn't that have been put in Parsha Shlach with the rest of the mitzvahs of tzitzis? Right, tzitzis only appeared twice in the Torah. In Shlach, we say it every day, and in kisetze, gedilim tatzalach. But if the whole issue is, if it's not extra, if it's not obvious that this is learned out for a special drasha, it should have been put in Shlach. So again, I have that standing question. Isn't the whole Sefer Devarim to recap what we've already learnt? The Gemara assumes not. Or, so Lamai Hilch is a Kisivei Hacha. Why is it put here? Why isn't the Parsha of Kisivei again? It should have been in Shlach. Or it's available. Why is it available? Mifti. See if it says in Parshas Kedoshim Ubeged Klayim Shatnez Loyala Alecha. You cannot wear shatnez. Shatnez should not go on you. That's what it says. And then it says. So then, why does it have to say in Parshas Kisete Losil Bashatnez Lamali? Why does it have to say it again? Shma Mina Lafnuye. It's obviously extra. It's open. It's open for interpretation. What's the interpretation? I say dochalos. I say. So the Gemara says no. It's not extra. I'll tell you why I need it. Hani mitzvah tzrichi. It's certainly necessary. Di kaser rachmana lo yala olecha. Had the Torah only said lo yala olecha, don't put shatnez on you. Have amina. I would have thought kol derech halah. Any type of placing of a garment on you. Aser rachmana. That's aser. Vafilu mochrit sus. Even if you're just showing off the clothes to sell them. It's a big discussion. Is that allowed? How could it not be allowed? How could a yes be allowed? We did this already at least twice. About we get into here, Dovah Shein HaMetzchavin, I'm sick Resha, you're wearing shatnez, even if you don't intend to. You're still wearing it. Well, I say you're wearing the Gadim. But I would think that if you put them on, if not for the pasuk of Lo Yilbash Shatnez, I would think if you put them on to show them off, to try to sell them, that's usher, you're wearing shatnez. Lo yal alecha. Therefore, and we know you're not usher for whatever reason. Kasher rachmana lo sil b'shatnez. Therefore, the Torah had to say lo sil b'shatnez. Dumya de levisha the itz behana. We're talking about a normal wearer. You get hana. You don't get hana when you're wearing the clothes to show them off. So Mefarshim point out why not? Because maybe it's in the summer and you're putting on the clothes. You would never wear such extra clothes. You're only doing it because you want to make a sale. So there is no hana. It's not dovah shein hametzchavin. It's not a psikresha. All those issues come into play. So, but otherwise, I would think you are chai, and we know you're not. So it's not extra. The kaser rachmana lo sil b'shatnez, and if it would have said the pasuk in kisetze lo sil b'shatnez, havmina, I would have thought dafka levisha, only wearing your aser. Why? The nafish haniyasa. You got a good geshmaka hana when you wear clothes. Aval hala lo, but just putting something on, maybe draping it over your, maybe a scarf or something like that. Lo, that's not, maybe I wouldn't think maybe you're high for that. That's not really wearing. Yeah, we had that, right? Therefore, Kasa Rachmana lo yala alecha. Therefore, the Torah had to say lo yala alecha. To tell me, even a scarf you're not allowed to wear if it's made out of shatnez. Even though it's not such a bona fide geshmaka wearing. It's also author. So the Gemara says, no, it's not necessary. It's not necessary. It's still available to tell me. I say dochalos. I say, why is it not necessary? Im kain lichta rachmana lo sil b'shatnez. It should have just. You're right. I would not have known that wearing a scarf is usher in shatnez had it not said it. But you know what? It could have just said lo sil b'shatnez. Tzemer upishtim lamali. Why does it have to go out of its way to tell me woolen linen? I know it's woolen linen. How do I know? Michti ksiv ubeged klayim shatnez loyal alecha. It says you're not allowed to wear a beged klayim of shatnez. V'tano debay Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel said hoil v'nemru b'torah stam begadim. Every time the Torah says begadim, I don't think what kind of begadim. Is it silk? Is it cotton? The Torah never says except in one place. Upralucha kasev echad mehen. In one place by Tzaras, the Torah by Toma, the Torah does say tzemer upishtim. That we're talking about specifically Tzemer Upishtim. Af kol Tzemer Upishtim. So too, it always means Tzemer Upishtim. So of course, when the Torah is offering shatnez, it means wool and linen. Those are the only two materials the Torah ever considers. So then, Samuel Pishnim, the cause of Rahman Alamali, or the Torah has to tell me, Shana, it's Samuel Pishnim. I know that already. Shma mina, lafnuye. It's extra to teach me, asay, dochalos, asay. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Fakati yitzrach, I still need it. This question and answer, I'm not sure I understand. So, I would have thought, if the Torah would not have told me, Samuel Pishnim, I would have thought, halahu delo nafish hana'asa. That halah, merely just placing on you, that would be usher no matter what. No matter what, that would be usher. But, aval levisha. So therefore, for halah, for just wearing a scarf or some draping over, a low level type of wearing, I would have thought that's usher from wool and linen. But, aval levisha, but a real wearing, the nafish hana'asa, which is bona fide hana'a, kol trei mini usher, rachmana. The Torah is assuring any two minim. So even you're not allowed to wear any two minim? You can't wear cotton and leather? That's usher for shatnez? Is that what the Gemara is saying here? Any two minim are usher? What? I would have thought that? Every beggar you wear in the world has to be made of one material? Can't combine any materials? That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. I would have thought that. Is that a real havmin that somebody would think that? The Torah is offering every combination of materials? Is that feasible?
If you do it in a field, it's offering any
minimum. Okay, you're right. It's in a field, any two minimum are also, no matter what they are.
You're right.
You're right. Any two animals you're not allowed to meet. Right? Doesn't make a difference. Right, okay. But that's not true. You're allowed to wear other combos. The only things you're not allowed to wear are wool and linen. I wouldn't have known that. Maybe you're right. Maybe I would have compared it to the field. I would have compared it to mating animals. Everything's asr. There's no combinations at all. Asr akasa rachmana tamru pishtim. Then the Torah. That's why the Torah had to tell me tamru pishtim. So it's not available to teach me. I say dochalos. I needed to tell me that only tamru pishtim. I would have thought that anything, any two garments. So the Gemara says no. It's still available. You know why? Imkain lishto kramine. The Torah should have not said a word. Torah should have not mentioned these two at all. V'teisi shatnez mihala. I'll make a kavah chomer. It says shatnez here in Parshas Kisete. It says shatnez in Parshas Kedoshim. Just like their shatnez is wool and linen, so to here it's wool and linen. So the Gemara says, V'tani, fine. So we stop. So far it's available. Okay, that's it. Stop right here. Now, new thing. But not new thing, more. V'tani debei Rishmoel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, time of the cause of Rachmana Tzemeru Pishtim, the reason why the Torah had to say Tzemeru Pishtim, Halav Hachi, if not for that, I would have thought, Klayim B'tzitzis Havamina D'Asar Rachmana. Right? That's what we're saying. If not for the extra words of Tzemeru Pishtim, I would have thought that you're not allowed to wear, that say is not Docholos say. You cannot wear Tzitzis with Klayim. That I would have thought. The only reason I think you can is because I have the extra words of Tzemeru Pishtim. How can that be? Vaksiv, but it says, Vasu lehem tzitzis al kante bigdehem. Wear tzitzis, the Torah says. The Torah says, V'tana demei Rabbi Shmuel, kol begadim Tzemeru Pishtim heim. Rabbi Shmuel holds, the only begadim the Torah ever considers are Tzemeru Pishtim. Which is why the Mechaber paskins, that you should only wear tzitzis made out of Tzemeru Pishtim. Not katin, not silk. We're going to get that, if we have time, if not, we'll do it tomorrow. The Ramah doesn't hold like that, so don't worry yet. The Amar Rachmana, and the Torah said, what did the Torah say? Ovid le tcheles, put tcheles on. What's tcheles? For tcheles, umrehu. Tcheles is wool. How do you know tcheles is wool? Umimai de tcheles umrehu. How do you know tcheles is wool? Because it says, midesheish kitna, from the fact that sheish, one of the ingredients that goes into the Kohen Gadol's, not ingredients, one of the materials that goes into the Kohen Gadol's begadim is linen. Kitten is linen. The tcheles umruhu. Tcheles must be wool, because we know that the only materials that are made from the Kohen Gadol's begadim are wool and linen. So another example of a sedochalotah, the Kohen's begadim were made out of wool and linen. And since we know there are two materials mentioned there, and we know one of them is linen. The other one's got to be wool. Tcheles has got to be wool. There's a pasuk there in Yecheskel that they only wore wool and linen. So we know it's got to be. So the Torah itself says, put on tzitzis, and put on tcheles. The Torah itself is telling you to wear shatnas. I don't need a pasuk, a seidochel, I don't need drushes. Torah itself says it. Black and white. Torah says put on tcheles, wear tzitzis. And what is tzitzis? It can only be wool or linen. Nothing else is a beged according to them. And the Torah tells you, by the way, put on tcheles, which is wool. So if I could put on a linen beged, I could put on wool. I could put on tcheles. I could wear shatnas. So I don't need drushes. The Torah says it. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily true. It's truch. I would think, kidrava, like Rava's pshat, which is the way the Rama paskins, like Rava, what did Rava say? The Rava Rami. Rava brought a stira. Tziv, it says, hakanaf, right? Which means, min kanaf. The corner of the beged should be like the beged. Uksiv, and it says, Tamer upishtim. Tamer upishtim. Haketzad, how could that be? Which one is it? Is it any material, like the corner? Do the strings have to be any material? Or do they have to be wool linen? The Torah seems to say both. What's pshat? So the Gemara says, no. Tamer upishtim, if the tzitzis are made out of wool linen, peturin, bein b'minon, bein shelo b'minon, then it doesn't make a difference what the beged is. The beged can be made out of anything. As long as the strings are made out of wool linen, you're home free. That's fine. That's good. But, sharminin, but if the beged is made out of something else, then, b'minin peturin, shelo b'minin, ain't peturin. Then, the beged, the strings have to be made out of the same material as the beged. Then you're fine. If not, not. So you can't have cotton begadim and silk strings. That you can't have. But if it's wool linen, it's all good. I would have thought that's what the psukim coming to teach me. Therefore, right? The kasha was. How do I know that I don't need asei docholos asei because I can learn it straight out of tzitzis? The answer is no. You can't learn it straight out of tzitzis because maybe you need those words for Rava's vart, for Rava's pshat. So how do you know that asei docholos asei? You must have smuchin. That's what the Gemara says right now. The Gemara rejects that. Wait a minute. For Tanya de Rishmo, let's lay the Rava. They don't even hold from Rava. How could that possibly have been a Havmina? They hold the only two begadim in the world are Tzemer and Pishtim. They don't hold from Rava at all. That's what the Gemara is saying. They do learn Smuchin because they need those extra words because maybe Rava's right. But they don't hold like Rava. What do you mean maybe Rava's right? So the Gemara says, no, it's true. They still need it. Salkadai Tachemina, I would think, ki diyuka de Rava. They take Rava, but only a little bit. They realize that there's some little bit of a theory here, but they don't say what Rava says. What they say is as follows. Hakanaf min kanaf. They do agree. Listen, it says hakanaf min kanaf. That the strings should be like the corner. But they also agree that temer upishtim. So this is what the Pachika Amar. Rachmana avidle temer latemer upishtim lapishtim. Torah says as follows. You want to make it tzitzis out of wool? The strings have to be out of wool. You want to make it out of linen? The strings have to be out of linen. V'chiyavidas temer latemer. If you do wool out of wool, Tzave, then put on tcheles. Tcheles is wool. Aval tzemer lepishtim, upishtim letzemer. But if you're doing it the other way around, then lo. I would have thought, but then there's no tcheles. Why? Because you have shatnas. Kasev Rachmana, therefore the Torah had to go out of its way to say, tzemer upishtim. No, it's not so exclusive. That's why the Torah had to tell me tzemer upishtim. How do we know I say dochalos I say from smuchin? What about these words? No, these words are telling me a different thing. Not rava, that any material is good. Any material is not good. But I would have thought that you only put tzitzis on the same min that you're wearing. And you would not put min unrelated to shatnas. Unrelated to shatnas. Maybe just because that's how you learn the pasuk. They have to go hand in hand. So therefore we say, no, dafilu tzemer upishtim upishtim letzemer. Even if you have a beged out of tzemer and the strings out of pishtim, or vice versa, you still have to wear tzitzis. And then how do we know I say dochalos asay from the? Wait, we have 1 minute, so we'll do the Mishnah Berurah from the smuchin. So just to quickly go say what the Mishnah Berurah, what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber says in Simin Tes, Ein chayav b'tzitzis min haTorah ela beged upishtim shel tzemer ela beged pishtim. Only time you have to wear tzitzis if it's pishtim, which we don't know nobody wears that bizmanazah. Nobody wears pishtim for tzitzis bizmanazah. Even if you don't hold from wool, you certainly don't wear linen. Or, shel tzemer rechelim. Or from wool. Aval bigdei sharminim ein chayavim b'tzitzis ela midrabanan. A big nafkamina could be if you live in a place without an erev on Shabbos. Would it be carrying? If you're not, if it's not midoraisa, it's not midorabanan. But Rama says, "V'yeshomrim the kulu chayavim midoraisa. Everything is chayav midoraisa. V'hachi hilchasa. Why? Mishnah Berurah says, "The kedirava, because Rava Rami, Rava brought a stira, and he said it's all good. It's all good. It's all minat Torah. Not only won't learn anything, but if you're wearing silk tzitzis, you have to have silk strings. If you're wearing cotton, cotton. But it's all daraisa." Then the Mishnah Berurah says something a little controversial. He says, "V'yirushamayim." This is why people wear wool tzitzis. "V'yirushamayim yachmer al atzmo lachosh l'deah harishona." A yirushamayim should be machmir. Listen, the machaber holds like Rabbi Shmuel. The machaber holds that you can only wear wool. So the Mishnah Berurah says it should be machmir. V'yasa talz shel tzemer. You should wear wool. Kadesh yitzchayim b'tzitzis min haTorah l'kuli yalam, according to everybody. V'nachon shi'asa b'yin talz gadol b'yin talz katan. He does point out in the footnote over here that the Pesach Teshuvah says that the in the Ma'aser Rav the Gra wore cotton tzitzis. Says over here, and he says if v'chein noga chazonish. Dinim v'hanhagos perik beis if yud beis. But the Shulchan Aruch Harav, passed on to Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah passed on to Shulchan Aruch Harav. They should really wear wool. That's it. We still didn't answer the question. The question was, how could you possibly think that Atzei Doch Alos Atzei with this courage? We'll answer that question hopefully tomorrow. Today's shiur was learned with Zeichen Nishmas. Yisrael Lissabin Tzion Ben Yaakov. With your tzedis today, the Neshama should have an aliyah.